Well, hello there, I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. We are wrapping up the week with my picks. But first, I think we need to chat a little about last night's game. Back-to-back losses for the Chiefs. Tough slate there to host the Steelers. And then a couple days later to travel to a desperate Oakland team. In a short week. And, you know, it was a great game. I mean, you say what you want about these Thursday games, and I wish it was different. I wish they had more time to prepare. But we've been lucky this year with some really good games, and this was the best of them. I mean, this was an unbelievable finish. We're not going to talk about it long, but I think the Raiders are very much alive in the AFC, especially with the status of the AFC. Huge win for them, backwards against the wall. I don't think Kansas City fans have to panic too much. A lot of the stars really came out in this game. Hunt with another big game. Hill, Kelsey, Houston. Certainly on the other side, Carr looks much more comfortable than he did a week ago. Amari Cooper awakes from the dead and is the stud of this game. Crabtree with a big play. Khalil Mack was great in this game. Marshawn Lynch is star power, who lost his mind and charged off the sidelines to save the opponent, to save Marcus Peters, and then he left. I think that's crazy talk, but whatever. Again, this was just a quick little deal. Really, really good game. Down to the wire. Just the end was unbelievable. Raiders couldn't make a field goal. That was gigantic as well. Back and forth. Highly, highly entertaining. But let's go to the rest of the league here. Titans go to the Browns. The Browns are getting 5.5. Just pulled this all up at our friends over at MyBookie. Tennessee's D isn't so great, but I still think that they wall up the Browns. I mean, I think Mariota's playing well. I think we'll see more Henry. I like the receivers of Tennessee, although a former Titan, McCourty's playing really well for the Browns. But Cleveland's O. I mean, I know the Titans' defense is a problem, but man, I mean, only 5.5 line here in Cleveland. Tennessee's a much better team. I like them to win. I like them to cover. Jacksonville travels to Indy. The Jags are 3-point favorites. Can Indy get Gore and maybe more Marlon Mack going in this game? They're going to have to, because I, you know, as much as I like Hilton, him and Moncrief are at major disadvantages against the Jags' corners. That pass rush is going to be a big problem for the Colts as well. On the other side of the ball, Fournette, Ivory. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a pummeling. I don't know how the Colts defense gets off the field. You know, it seems like a very lopsided game to me in Jacksonville's favor. Again, I will take the road favorite. I'll give you 3. And, of course, I like Jacksonville to win. Since he goes to Pittsburgh, Steelers are favored by 5.5. I've been talking about this game all week, as usual. Similar teams. Both offenses really are two-player reliant. A.J. Green and Mixon now. Bell and Brown. Both pass defenses are really good. Both teams rush the passer really well. Strong defenses. I think the team that runs the ball more effectively wins. And everything's going through Mixon, and that's smart. But the line just is not opening holes for him. And the Steelers front versus the Bengals O-line is the matchup, I think, that really sways things here. That if they stick with Bell as they've been doing, I think that he controls the game. And the Bengals have a really hard time moving the ball on the ground. And that's a problem, because I think Dalton's going to be under a lot of pressure. But I picked this game to be 24-20 Steelers. Spreads 5.5, so I'm taking the Steelers to win, but I will take the Bengals plus the points. All right, we are back at it here. I'm scrolling down the slate here at my bookie. I got the Ravens at the Vikes. Going to see Keenum again. Vikes are favored by 5.5. Brandon Williams returns, and the run defense has been really a problem with him out of the lineup. Not sure I blame them as much as I blame the offense, but Ravens offense is just so bad. I mean, I don't know how I get around that. Like, I sit there and think, okay, Keenum, Diggs is questionable. Running backs aren't what they used to be. Vikings have the O-line's so-so. against a good Ravens defense. You know, Jimmy Smith could lock down Thielen and or Diggs. But the other side of the ball is just so lopsided. Ravens offense is horrendous. Flacco's playing terrible. Skill position guys aren't very good. Vikes are at home and might have the best defense in the league. I mean, I don't expect a lot of points in this game, but I expect like 0 points from the Ravens. I mean, unless they get special team scores or pick sixes, I mean, which they kind of thrive on, but man, that's like their only recipe. So I like Minnesota to win at home, control the action. 5.5 seems like a lot for teams that don't score a lot of points, but I still think they cover that too. I can't touch the Ravens in this one. Jets are getting 3 in Miami. Both teams kind of playing a little bit better. Certain Jets are playing better than expected. I think Miami's D, though, feasts in this one. I think Sue and Wake and those guys really dominate the Jets' offensive line. On the road, the other side of the ball doesn't set up great for Miami, but I think the game script sets up that you just keep feeding Ajayi, keep feeding Ajayi, and Landry should do fine, and you know Cutler hopefully doesn't throw too many to the other team. Miami at home, I'll take them based on their defense, and I think they win by more than 3. This is a tough one for me. Tampa goes to Buffalo. Tampa's getting 3. You guys know I'm not sold on the Bills, but Tampa doesn't rush the passer very well. I could certainly see Tyrod Taylor making several big plays. I could see McCoy having a very nice day. The other side, we don't know exactly what we're going to get from Winston. He's probably going to play from what I understand. But Buffalo's head coach, McDermott, is very familiar with the Bucs and has had good success against this offense too. Man, I'll take the Bills to win, but I'll take the 3. And I just don't have a good feel for this one. I mean, I could see Tampa going up there and win by 20. I could see them losing by 20 in this game. The Bucs are hard to wrap my head around right now. Not happy with how they're playing, but they do have a lot of talent. Sometimes these teams have that back-against-the-wall mentality that we saw at Oakland last night, and they come out, you know, fangs a-blazing. But in Buffalo, I mean, do you see the Bucs winning in that kind of environment? I don't know, especially without Winston. I do think they're still the better team. They're certainly the more talented team. I'll take the Bills to win. I'll take the points. It's another tough one here. Carolina goes to the Bears. Probably without Kuechly. Carolina's favored by 3. I think that Bears D is really good. And I don't think Carolina will run the ball very well. And that puts a lot of stress on Newton on the road. His receivers are probably up for the task. But is Newton going to play a consistent game through the air? Probably will deal with a fair amount of pressure. And, of course, the whole key for the Bears is can they run the ball? And can they stay in a game where they can stay with the run? I think this game's close enough that they can do that. You know, we've seen that against the Ravens, against the Steelers. They run the ball well. Their receivers are junk. I mean, Trubisky, is he going to throw a few picks? Maybe. I mean, how's protection going to be? Probably pretty good. But I'm going to take the Panthers to win the Bears plus 3 in like a 21-20 type of game where Howard has consistent production and keeps him in it. Saints go to Green Bay to deal with Hundley. If this game was in New Orleans, I could smell a blowout. The Saints are playing really well. Defense is respectable. Latimer will probably take away Nelson or Adams. I think the Packers have to rededicate the way they play the game through the ground. The combination of two backs, but their line is really banged up. I think Hundley's going to be a better player than what we saw when he got thrown into the action. I'm a Hundley fan. But Drew Brees is quietly playing MVP type. You know, I mean, and they run the ball. And their line is healthy. Armstead is back. That kicks Pete the guard where he belongs. Saints are the better team of these two. On the road in Green Bay, though, just doesn't seem like a Saints type of win. But there's no Aaron Rodgers. Saints are favored by 4. I'll take them to win, and I'll give you the points. I kind of trust their D. You know, I could see Cam Jordan causing a lot of problems if they're playing backup tackles. And I just think Breeze is still an utter superstar, and I have some questions about that Packer defense. Cards go to L.A. divisional game against the Rams. Cards' offensive line's a little better, a little healthier. Peterson is a shot in the arm for sure. I do think they will be able to stick with him, and he'll have another nice game. Donald, of course, will cause problems. But I think the Cardinals should be able to score points here. I think they'll be able to run the ball and take deep shots, and I don't see a real answer for Fitzgerald. Palmer's playing better than you think. It sounds like Peterson is going to play. If so, he'll be on Watkins. But even if he doesn't, either way, I mean, the Rams now, they don't have, I thought Watkins would clearly be their one. He isn't. They have a lot of weapons, you know, that they, if Peterson locks down whoever and he does play, I don't think it kills that offense. You know, Woods, I think, can feast on Bethel or, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't a great matchup for, you know, Peterson to take away the number one because they have a lot of other ways they can go with the ball. Can the Rams run the ball at home? I tend not to think so. I think that it's going to be a problem against the Cardinals. I like the Rams O-line. I like Goff. I like the direction they're going. But I'll certainly take the Cardinals plus 3.5. I think I'm going to take them to win, and that counts as a Adam and Eve on a raft there, too. I mean, they're, 3's the rule, going back to the ESPN days, football days. I think Cardinals pull off a win, and if you're going to give me 3.5, I dig it. All right. Dallas goes to the Niners. I'm old enough to remember when that was the decided who's going to be the Super Bowl champs. I mean, the 90s teams. Times have changed. The 49ers are in trouble, and that's not a knock on Beathard. Their defense has some injuries. I think the Cowboys will run the ball pretty well. I don't see an answer for Dez Bryant at all. I think Dak is playing much better than last year, which is saying a lot. Really has impressed me this year. Really becoming a Dak believer. Can the Niners exploit a below average Cowboys type of team? I mean, Hyde, I think, could have a nice day. But I just don't know where the offense comes from San Francisco. I'm going to take the Cowboys to win. And I think they win by more than 6, which is the line in this one. Seattle goes to the Giants. Like, if this was in Seattle, I think it should be a 10-point game. But how well do they travel? Seattle's D's a little banged up, Bennett, Averill. But their secondary's really good. But the Giants don't have any receivers. You know, I would think Chancellor Wagner and company should keep Engram pretty well bottled up. And he's going to be their primary guy, I would think. I don't think the Giants run the ball, but I do think they can dedicate to it and stick with it to some degree. Much more than they have in the past. Giants D is good. And Collins, I think, will end up on Graham quite a bit. I think Wilson blows up in this one, though. I mean, again, it's the road trip makes me a little uneasy on that. I could see Procyse being a nice pickup here. I think that Baldwin, I think, can do pretty well against DRC. Jenkins will probably not be on Baldwin all that much. The line is 4. Giants are a home dog. I like the Hawks to win and more than 4, but I'm a little uneasy about that since it's in New York. Denver go to LA to play the Chargers. That's a pick'em game. No Emmanuel Sanders, which means I think we see Hayward a lot on Demaryius, who's not 100%. No one else really of note there in terms of Denver weaponry. Simeon's really starting to bother me more and more the more I watch him. And I think Bosa and especially Engram will get to him. Denver needs to control this game on the ground, and they're capable. The other side of the ball, Chargers kind of go as Gordon goes. And I think Allen's going to have a real tough matchup. Von Miller's going to be a problem. I'm not sensing a lot of points here at all. I would think there'll be a lot of Broncos fans in the stands. Torn. Pick'em game. I think the Chargers get one. And this is a little bit of preseason bias and me being a Chargers believer. And they are playing better and they're winning close games as opposed to losing close games. But that's not really what they do. Quarterback advantage goes to the Chargers. You would think home field goes to the Chargers, but does it really? Probably not. but I will take LA. I almost called them San Diego, of course. The game everyone's pretty excited about Sunday night, the rematch, Atlanta goes to New England. Start everybody for your fantasy team. The Patriots are allowing so much yardage through the air. Julio hopefully is a little healthier. The Falcons are not hitting the big plays like they did a year ago, but they run the ball well. It's going to be a tough place to play, of course. I don't see a great answer for Julio. I think he'll probably see Gilmore a lot. I could see Hooper having a nice day. Sanu picking up some yardage too. Again, a lot of points in this one. I like how Atlanta should run the ball here. I'm also coming to the conclusion, too, that the Patriots' D isn't quite as bad as you think, too. I don't think it's a bottom five type of defense. On the other side, I would think they're going to try to be physical and run the ball a lot. I think that'll be a lot of Deion Lewis. I like the way he's playing. This is kind of a come-from-behind type of defense, a speed finesse as opposed to power. I don't see a great answer for Gronk. I think Cooks could probably see Trufant a lot, which isn't wonderful. But I think Brady's going to find things he likes. Patriots are 3-point favorites. I'm going to pick them to win, but not by three. I think we're talking like 30-28 New England at home in a fun game. Real fun game. Looking forward to that one for sure. Washington travels to Philadelphia on Monday night. Eagles are playing great. Tough place to play. Some Redskin defensive injuries. Corner positions. Allen, the first-round pick. I think Philly will run the ball pretty well. I think Wentz will have places to go with the ball, namely Ertz. I could see that being a long day for Washington. The other side of the ball, I like the way Cousins is playing. I like their offensive line, but he's going to be under pressure in a loud, loud environment. I don't know that Washington will run the ball very well. Really like that Eagles pass rush. I like the Redskins receivers, but they're not doing much. I mean, could Terrell Pryor and Jordan Reed and those guys totally break out against a so-so secondary? Yeah, but I kind of got to see it to believe it first. I think Philly's the better team. I'm not sure this matchup is all that favorable for the Redskins. So I got the Eagles winning. And they're favored by 4.5, which I have no problem giving you. So I'll take the Eagles. I'll lay the points. Good situation, I think, here for Philly. And I think they show the world that they're certainly a contender. All right. That's what I got. Buzz through these pretty quick. But those are my quick thoughts. Check out my bookie and put down a couple bucks. Hopefully we all win big. All right. See you later.